Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley, the editor for Idol Talk, and recently I purchased the Hello Future repackage, and I feel like the luckiest person alive because I got a Jaemin poster and a Jaemin photo card.
Woohoo! Wow, I love that for you.
Can you tell the listeners what your tattoos looked like?
Yeah, the tattoos. I mean, I don't know what the other ones look like, but I got the
one. Oh, did everyone get the same ones? I wonder if everyone got the same
ones. I don't know. I got the one with the watermelon tattoo, if that's like descriptive
enough. It's so cute.
They drew, them themselves.
Really? That's cute.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I'm going to buy it as soon as I recover financially from Chris's wedding. Then I'm going to buy several copies because I want all Hey Chad everything.
Yeah.
All right. Casey.
Oh, and I'm Casey. Forgot we were doing intros. I am a proud and faithful military wife. And as of this recording, only 477 days until my love, Taemin, is out of the military.
All right. Time is ticking by. Chris is on abstention for good reason. She, as you all probably followed us this year, she's getting married on Saturday. We're all going to see each other for the first time.
I know.
Since Super M.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. What is that? Like February a year and a half. 2021? Wait, no. February 2020. Holy
shit. Yeah, literally dude. Right before the world shut down.
Yeah, well, that's the last time I saw Casey.
Yeah, it's the last time we were complete. You guys have all been together like several times.
Like ones and twosies, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm in Texas, it's February harder to get out.
Super
yeah. We were different people.
Oh, I was I mean, not like trying to be too emo, but yeah. I mean, a year and a half ago. So
I know.
Wow.
I lost so much of my life since then.
All right. So we wish Chris the best, and oh, we'll probably go live on our IG on Saturday.
Ooh. Yeah, we'll be
afternoon. Wait, this is because we did that for Ashley's wedding too.
Yeah, I mean, they'll already have seen it. I don't know.
Oh, whoops!
This is gonna come out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, still, whatever. I guess you could just go back.
Catch us back on the archives. Yeah.
Go back on our Instagram. Look for us being messy.
Yeah. Of course. Catch us drinking our mojito with lime.
Yeah. Ashley is going to take one for the team in terms of Teddy.
Yeah.
In her belly and just like live out her alcohol-free life.
Yes.
You thought I had you in the first half, huh?
All right. We're not only here to celebrate Chris's wedding and all the great things that are happening to her. We're here to celebrate Idol Talk Pod's second anniversary. Woo! Can't believe it's been that long already.
I know, right?
How long are we going to keep this going?
Until
listeners
give up.
Yeah, listeners, you've supported us through thick and thin. We're only here because of you guys, and we're really grateful. So please continue to support us.
I know.
So that we don't go extinct, please.
Yeah, and continue supporting us so that we could do more giveaways. Because when you guys engage with us, it really incentivizes us to, like, make that shit happen, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
For real.
For funsies.
Yes. So to celebrate our second anniversary, we will go ahead and just reflect on one another, get to know about one another's favorites again. So Casey's going to kind of lead us into a game, an activity.
Yeah. So no surprise. I am the returning game master. We haven't played any games in a long time. And a DM from user live_Murph on Instagram kind of sprang this idea, and it made us realize that we haven't actually ever fully covered our complete like biases list. Like I feel like listening back, you can kind of get an idea of who we like, which is, you know, just like the same fucking five people we all talk about every episode, no more, no less. But we never really get to like talk about them or like the reasoning behind our rationale for this for standing them. So we wanted to get into that. And then we're going to end the episode with a fun little game, which we'll talk about later. So, awesome. Yeah. Ashley, did you want to go first with who your biases are and why?
Sure. So it's going to be I'm only going to pick three. So I have some descriptions of my biases. The ones that are around my age, I'm 28, and the ones that are around my age, I call my husbands. And then everyone younger than that, they're my sons.
Here we go.
So,
again.
Okay, so 27 is your son.
One husband and two sons.
Okay.
Okay.
So my husband is, I have three husbands normally. I have Chaniel, who's my loving, faithful husband. He's like so sweet and kind, always takes care of me. Then I have Baekhyun, who is like my side piece, like fuck boy, like,
oh my God,
like crazy husband. And then I have Chaniel. You know, I don't know where Chaniel's place is in my husband line. But anyway, Of the husbands, my alt is Baekhyun. And I love him because he's like crazy, he's an amazing singer, he's entertaining, and yeah, I love him. My favorite song from him is, hold on. My favorite Baekhyun song is Candy. It was released in 2020, beginning of 2020, and it's still a fucking bop. I play it once a day. Next. Next, my two sons. I love with all my heart. I'm going to change it up because previously it used to be Jungkook as my number one, but I think my number one now is Jaemin.
No, I didn't know that he crawled up your list like so much.
I know. Jungkook is like my firstborn baby, and so he has a special place in my heart. Like he is what turned me on to K-pop. But
I feel like Jaemin, I feel like with Jungkook for you, he's kind of like your firstborn that doesn't need you anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Like he's good. He has everyone in the world supporting him. It's not like you don't support him anymore, obviously,
yeah,
but your efforts mean more elsewhere.
That's true. Yeah. Like, I feel like I've raised him enough to be, like, a nice
you
young man.
You raised him with his other billion fans.
Yeah. And now he could just go on and, like, be a man and, like, live in the earth freely and be an adult. So... Mm-hmm. It's true,
he is a grown man now.
Yeah, the two other sons that do need help, though, are Jaemin from NCT Dream. They don't really need help, but they're still babies. Jaemin from NCT Dream and Hyunjin from Stray Kids. So, I like Jaemin. He's the rapper in NCT Dream, and I love him because he's, like, funny and cute. That's really it. Like, he's okay. He's not an exceptional rapper, and nor is Hyunjin. I don't like them for their skills. I like them because they're good looking. And they're funny.
Oh. Okay.
Well, Jaemin is very... I can't speak for Hyunjin, but Jaemin is, like, a hidden comedian.
Yeah, he is. He is. I like people that are, like kind of derpy. And just kind of, like, silly in themselves. And right. Degaff.
Okay.
I could see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks. You like them derpy?
Yeah. I like them derpy. Yeah, I like them derpy. I don't even know what... There's not a specific song that I like of Jaemin. Because... Like I said, he's not, like, an amazing rapper, but one thing that I do like about him is that he really enjoys Aegyo, so mm-hmm. something that I mm-hmm. would recommend is watching Weekly Idol, where they play the 어떻게 song.
The baby song?
The baby song. Jaemin is really good at that. especially when he does it with Haechan. So
he's the
Eggyo, it pains me Eggyo to master. Watch Eggyo.
Yeah. Oh God.
And then lastly, my last son, my little baby. I think he's the youngest, but I don't know. I can't remember when their birthdays are, Jaemin and Hyunjin. But Hyunjin, I like him because he's a little bit sensitive. Like, he cries. He just cries and he's, like, emotional. But he also, like, is a little bit mean. Oh, that's another thing that I like about my biases. I like them to be a little bit mean. So...
Oh, you do. Hyunjin, you really do.
Hyunjin is a little bit of a bully. Like, he knows that he's like, cool, and he, like, shits on the other members a little bit, but he's also a little bit sensitive, and he cries. Like, it's just a weird, like...
Wow, the duality. I know.
He's...
Like, how...
Go ahead.
Like, how does he bully?
He just, like, makes like, fun of the other members, and he's just mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they like
it. They like it. I mean, they're all brothers.
Okay.
Well, it's not like bully. It's like...
Well, no, but I know. Just. But sometimes, things can be obnoxious and people just tolerate it, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
So I don't know. Like, do they... Okay.
It's kind of like that. He's obnoxious and people just tolerate it. Yeah.
He's beautiful, though. So Hyunjin, I would tolerate
Hyunjin
it, too.
Hyunjin is not, like, an amazing rapper, either. I don't like him for his rap skills. I like him because he's really good-looking and... Yeah. He's a baby.
What about his dancing?
His dancing is great, but sometimes it's a little bit too aggressive for the moment.
Mm,
but that's
psycho
that's
cover,
Stray Kids, though.
Psycho cover. That was a lot.
Nathan is clearly holding that in his heart.
No, I think that that's a common... I don't think that that's a controversial comment.
No, it's
he
not.
He was doing the most.
He was. He really was.
I'm going to have to rewatch.
Yeah.
Yes. That,
but you know what? I believe it.
That is a performance that sticks out to me when I think of Hyunjin, not to mention one of my favorites, Lee Daewi.
Yeah, I don't even know what performance of Hyunjin's I would pick to recommend to you all, but because there isn't like a very specific moment. What pops out to me is, like his covers of girl groups, so Psycho cover, Fancy cover, and then also Hyunjin is like, oh, that's another thing I like about my biases. Sorry, I'm so like disorganized and all over the place. I like when they are like multi-talented. For example, Jungkook likes to edit videos. He can produce his own music. He sings, he raps, he dances, whatever. Hyunjin produces his own beats. They've never used any of his beats in a Stray Kids song because they have.
Wait, by beats, do you mean like the bass lines of
songs? Like the melody, like the instrumentals.
Oh.
Like he produces his own.
That's a big deal.
He composes his own music, but they've never used it because they have Sriracha producing all their music, but he is capable of producing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
My feelings would be so hurt if, like, the main producer group in the group, like, didn't use my stuff. And we're all one team, you know? I'd be like, just for the one time.
Maybe watching like the Stray Kids comeback, Hyunjin's stuff gets featured and you're like, whoops.
Well, what have they been doing this year? They have plenty of time to, like, incorporate some of his... Well, that's what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like... We're still in the pandemic and things aren't like picking up as fast as we'd like. So I feel like
maybe he should. Does he do SoundCloud stuff?
No.
Oh,
he could do SoundCloud stuff.
Tell him to do SoundCloud.
I told you he's a little bit fancy. So.
Oh, I see.
So he's like shy with his.
Yeah. The only reason I know that he produces music is because they like forced the Stray Kids to do this song camp thing for YouTube, and they put him and Sungmin in a room and they were like, make a song out of like in an hour and today.
Oh, and he was able to.
He produced his beat. Like he pulled up a beat that he previously made and then like they all like Sungmin or Han or whoever the fuck was in the room with him helped with the lyrics.
Interesting.
So you said you like multi-talented. What is multi-talented for Baekhyun and Jaemin?
Well, Baekhyun, he's like an entertainer. Like, he's just a big personality. So he's really mm-hmm. funny on variety shows and interview shows. Right.
And just, that matters a lot for K-pop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then Jaemin.
Same, I feel.
Jaemin is like, he has a personality, but it's a little, he only shows his personality when he wants to.
Mm.
Like, he's not mm-hmm. always, he's not like Haechan, where he's like the loudest.
He's not always
person.
On.
Yeah, he's not always on. Mm-hmm. But like moments where he does turn on, it's really funny.
Something that I really like about Jaemin is that he takes the bubble thing really seriously. Not that I subscribe to him or anyone, but I saw this person.
Oh,
say like that. Yeah, the LYSN texting app. He takes it, like, really seriously because he types in, like, paragraphs, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
So I feel like I really like that and how he really cares about...
Weren't you subscribed to
him? I was subscribed, but I recently unsubscribed because it was fucking bullshit. What he does is he posts in bubble...
Oh, like, my gosh, calm down.
He posts in bubble the photos that he's going to post on Instagram.
What about the messages?
I mean, fine. He posts messages, whatever. But, like, I want, like, exclusive shit, you know? Like, I don't want to see the same thing in bubble that I see on Instagram.
But they're all going to make it on Instagram regardless. This is how I know that he posts on bubble.
Well,
because
it's one thing for...
I see them 2 days later.
No, it's one thing for a fan to, like, steal it from Bubble, by the way, which is, like, against their user terms, so we are not endorsing that you do this.
Oh, no, I just see it because other people break the law.
That's what I'm saying. It's, like, it's one thing for fans to do it, and it's another for the idol themselves to, like, take that and, like, post it on there. Because mm-hmm. then it takes away, like, your... like
experience.
The paid content.
Exclusive
the
access
paid
content. Yeah right. and the experience right. yeah and that's something I that's the reason I unsubscribed to Tail on Bubble because not because he had a social media presence at the time to be reposting, but he would only message you like once a month to promote something for the group like a comeback or a song or like their a variety show appearance, and I'm like, sir, I'm giving you, like, 3 of my U.S. dollars for you to give me an auto text that I could just subscribe to an NCT bot for.
Right.
Why? And now he's being active because he wants to fucking get his Instagram post pictures approved by the fans. Like, should I post this or this? And it's like,
he's doing
I don't want that either.
Thing.
He's well. Do Young's like super active on Bubble, so everyone's trying to steal the formuli.
On Bubble, I should resubscribe to him.
Well, the only reason I bring this up because like a couple of weeks ago, I sent Casey this thing about someone collected data on like the number of posts, the number of videos, the number of audios that NCT members have put out in terms of content over time, and it's like tail. It's like little bars, like. 3 years of data, and then all of a sudden with 1 month he like shot up, and I was like, to be fair, Casey, he's producing content, in case it wasn't too happy about that.
Livid. I was so livid.
And then Jaemin's like, his bars are like so high, like consistently. It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
anyways, enough about Bubble.
We are not promoting Bubble.
Yeah, we're not promoting Bubble.
Pay us,
like,
Bubble.
Something that I like about Jaemin is that he also cares about the young, like, Jisung a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Yes. He said that one time Jisung was telling him, Jaemin, I'm so happy I was able to laundry by myself. And then he was telling telling more about what Jisung like did, and he like did it completely wrong.
Yeah.
And then
he kind of has this like love-hate relationship with Jisung because they used to be roommates, and Jisung, because he was so young in when he joined SM, like he didn't know how to do anything, and Jaemin basically had to teach him so many things.
Had to mother him.
Yeah, he had to basically mother him.
I love that.
And so like Jaemin is annoyed about a lot of things that Jisung does, but he also is very proud of, like, his accomplishments, albeit small. like laundry. But yeah, it's very cute.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, it was interesting to hear more about your biases, Ashley.
Yeah.
The rationale behind them does not surprise me, I will say.
Really? Is that just my personality? Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your type.
You like a little bit of everything.
Like a little bit annoying, a little bit mean, a little bit funny. Mm-hmm. Not really.
Yeah.
Don't really care about skill. Just kind of like. If you're entertaining me, then we can coexist.
We got a wide variety of fans here, right? So people like something, some people like something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's literally an idol for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Even within groups, there's like, that's why they have so many, so that there's one that will guarantee appeal to someone out there.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Casey, what about you?
Okay, so obviously I'm not going to like talk about Taemin because I did talk about him in our Battle of the Stands ults episode, I believe. If I'm remembering that wrong, mm-hmm. that's really embarrassing. But I'm pretty sure I did talk about him because he is my ult, like, obviously. So I'm just going to go down the list of, like, my next top three.
Okay.
And this isn't, like, a categorization. Well, actually, yes, if we're going to go by Ashley's categorizations, I have a husband, a wife, and a son. So get into it. So my little my husband, who is not really my husband because he's married already secretly. You cannot disprove that. I will claim this until it is disproven. But I'm convinced that RM of BTS is already married. And there's a lot of theories out there that support this. Just do your research. And he has children, yes. So his real name is Kim Namjoon, and he's the leader of BTS. I feel like I don't even really need to explain anything because most of the people who listen to us, who have engaged with us, mm-hmm. I get the impression that they are pretty into BTS already. Yeah. So he needs no explanation. And even in the West, he's got a pretty big presence just because he's their main English speaker. Mm-hmm. Main now, not the only one, that is really exciting to update that status. Love. Yes, Jungkook, his English is just, he's working so hard and I'm really impressed. Because how long have I been standing BTS and I still cannot speak a fucking lick of Korean?
That's true.
You know a little bit. Like, you can't form, but it's also, you can't form sentences, but you know words.
Yeah.
It's not your full-time job.
That's true.
And part of the job of K-pop is to, because it's such a global thing, to immerse, right?
Oh, thank you for making me feel better.
Well, yeah, we don't have time like that. Also, it's the same thing about fitness, right? I think about that a lot.
So my aunt, right? Like, she's like, you know how I was in a Korean class with my aunt? She mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. recently talking to one of my cousins who lives in the Philippines about how she's studying Korean, but she like is having a hard time because the Americans in her class, like, they're all busy. They can't do a study group with her. And my cousin in the Philippines was like, why don't you get a tutor from the Philippines? You would only need to pay them like 10 pesos.
Wow.
Which is like,
she should pay them more though.
I mean, yeah, she's going to pay them more, but like whatever 10 pesos is in American dollars.
That's like less than a dollar. It's like, I think the going rate right now is like 48 pesos to a dollar.
So you can get a tutor for Korean in the Philippines, Casey, for like pennies on the dollar.
And I could practice my Tagalog too.
You don't even have to speak to them in English. You could just speak to them in Tagalog.
I'm gonna look this up.
And Korean.
Yeah, because Cody's trying to learn Tagalog too. We've been watching teleseries so that he can like be familiar with the language a little bit more.
How annoyed is he?
So he just thinks that it's obviously not on par with the K-dramas. Yeah. So there's a clear, distinct difference for him. But it's funny. So we're enjoying ourselves a lot. Anyway, I digress. I digress. So yes, RM of BTS. He was my initial ultimate until I started, my taste started to shift. I agree with Ashley in that I love people who are multi-talented because who doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, like these are points of pride for a stan and their idol. But he still, RM still does have a very special place in my heart. And I like to see him angry the most. That's when I think he's like the hottest, like when he gets like a little annoyed face and then he like will like kind of pop like his little jaw and chin will kind of like pop flex. Out and shift. I don't know. Flex. Ah, weak. So weak. But he's the perfect blend of talent and personality. And he's just, he brings a sense of calm to me. Like watching him in the soup, I was like, yo, this is my man. Like he just wants to read a book. He just wants to do like little things around the place, make music, vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't have, like, the excess in-your-face energy. And I think he balances out this, like, in my heart, completely opposite of Haechan, who is my other bias in NCT. I like that. I like to make a whole, like,
persona.
Spectrum. Yeah. Like, I like to have an idol for, like, my different moods.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So... yeah, and then my favorite solo song from him is Moonchild off of his playlist Mono from, like, 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I heard it in a boba shop the other day, and I was like, it reminded me how obsessed with that entire release I was and how emotional I was at the time of the release. Like, it brought back a lot of melancholy and emotions for me of just how much I love him.
I feel that. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, and then next, I just mentioned him, Haechan of NCT. He is my son. He is my son.
Yes.
He
from
is
your womb.
from my womb. I am his mother. I am his mother. I have a cup that says that I am Haechan's omoni, and that's all the proof that I need of my parentage. Yes. So please do not contest it in our DMs, because there's just, you cannot convince me otherwise. He is so fucking annoying. So in your face, demanding of love, affection, and attention.
Absolutely.
That you have to think, this boy is compensating something for something hard. But then he'll dance and he'll sing and you're like, well, I don't know then. Like, what, he has nothing to compensate for because he is perfect. Visuals. The way his hair bounces, his skin tone, his height, his vocals, as I just said, his dancing is phenomenal.
Very underrated, I think, his dancing.
Yeah.
Very underrated, for sure. And, like, he is a shiny stan, which obviously endears quickly. Anyone endears quickly to me if they're a shiny stan. But when he and Taemin met and Taemin was, like, teaching them What was he teaching?
It was a
criminal?
No, it was no, advice. After that. Was it advice? No.
No, it was like
no, the, it wasn't. This one. It was before that.
This one.
Wow, I am the worst
idea.
I am the worst Taemin stan. But that made me, like, it just reinforced his, like, ability to dance and how Taemin kind of picked out, like, what they needed to hear in order for them to execute, like, the vision of his choreography. And seeing them together just reinforced that, like, Haechan is on the path of Taemin. If he were in a smaller group.
Of Taemin?
If Haechan, yeah, like, Haechan has the same potential in my eyes.
Well.
And.
Different style.
Yeah. But. I'm not saying that he's going to be exactly the void that Taemin has left in K-pop isn't going to be filled by Haechan. But I think that in terms of, like, talent and ability, he's on his way there.
I feel like Haechan is on the way to becoming the next Baekhyun.
I like that too.
I can see that.
That's both
fucking annoying. And they, like, can sing really well, dance really well, and they both have personality.
Yeah, I mean, another thing I love, I love Haechan in variety shows because he
You know what? In my Greek tree, he's little. In my own head, he's
you,
Keys Little.
I love that. So Nathan always thinks of K-pop somehow in like
especially
Greek
if they're from the same company,
fraternity life.
Yeah, yeah, one takes on someone else. One takes on someone else. And Dio has no little because that's just it. Just happens that way sometimes.
That's
oh,
true.
Sorry. I'll get into it.
I'm honestly really curious about this because you mention it like here and there, but I've never gotten like a complete scope.
I should draw one actually.
You should.
I have a pretty good like. I've never documented it, but I could do it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Please. I'm really curious.
I feel like no one would care though.
I care.
Okay.
I care. Right.
That's enough. All right. Thank you.
We care. We started this podcast because we were the only people that cared. So yeah. I think that in the spirit of our founding, you should be fine with
okay,
that.
Okay, I'll do that. And okay, so going back to Haejun, I think he is going to be a mix of like a Baekhyun and like a Key. I think that that's a good compromise in terms of
like
his trajectory.
Mm-hmm. I just want him to get more. And obviously every stan wants their idol to get more, especially in a group as big as NCT. Mm-hmm. We're constantly looking at line distribution or who's ending fairy or who's in the middle. And like, it obviously weighs on us. It weighs on me, at least. I want more for him.
Sure.
And at the risk of bringing up NCT Hollywood again, I just want Lee Soo-man to know that I don't want any more of this expansion bullshit. Can we just do more?
It's the concept of their whole group.
I know it's the concept. I know that. It's not mutually exclusive, though, that I would want more for the existing members still understand that the concept is ever expanding.
I'm fine with ever expanding. I just don't want it to expand in certain ways.
I will
NCT
always
Hollywood.
I'm just bring up NCT Hollywood every episode.
I don't want it to happen, but I'm almost curious how it's going to happen that I want it to happen.
I just know you're not going to like it.
I probably won't.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay.
Anyway.
Casey.
Oh, so, and then to close, my favorite cover of Haechan's is his Purpose cover with Chunla on the piano, and that was in 2018.
Hmm.
I forgot the show, though. Like, the context
like
of it.
Like, Justin Bieber Purpose?
Yeah. Oh. I love Justin Bieber covers from K-pop idols, low-key.
The Dreamies love Justin Bieber.
I love every single one of them. Justin Bieber. That's, like, their version of Justin Timberlake. They're so young.
That's true.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow. I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
Are we? Okay. Well,
okay. Well,
anyway, check out that cover.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I'll go next.
Wait, I have one more.
Wait, I thought you already did your three.
My wife.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
So my wife is Dami from Dreamcatcher.
Oh,
and yeah, she's my ultimate girl group bias. She's a rapper. She's my bias because she told me that she's my bias. Like, she just commanded me. I thought
she
when
grabbed
I first
you by
started,
the throat and said, here's me.
Yeah, basically. Because when I first started getting into Dreamcatcher, my bias was Sua because of her vocals and her appearance. And I was very happy there. Sua and I were very happy together. And then one day, I don't know what it was, but Dami just grip me and has just never let me go. And when I saw her in concert, like, because I was in VVIP, so
oh, right,
I was really close.
Right.
I just fucking could not take my eyes off of her. And the only times I didn't pay attention to her was when she wasn't actively on stage.
Wow.
And then at the high touch, at like, I was this like gross, sweaty person that was like in her beautiful, perfect space, and she's just as beautiful in real life as like my photo cards and YouTube. Aww. And like, it's just, and that's how I know that like when people say like so and so is more beautiful in real life, I always mm-hmm. believe it mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. because I saw for my own eyes. Like, I don't know. I need to know, like, what their secret is, because they're just so small and beautiful and perfect.
Cute.
And this was very shallow, this whole standing explanation. But she's also got a really beautiful voice. Like, she's great at rapping. I love her rapping voice. But I also love when she sings. And also, to go back to shallow, I love when her hair is long, which is currently. And my favorite cover of hers is the cover she did with Yoohyun in their Crossroad concert a few months ago of NCTU's Baby Don't Stop.
Mm.
It's so cute. I love
that. You've covered all different aspects of yourself. You know, you have RM, who's like the deep, like meaningful version, a sentimental part of Casey, and then there's the Haechan, who's like annoying, obnoxious Casey, needy Casey, and then you have Dobby, who is like just superficial, shallow Casey.
It's true.
Yeah, and they're all great.
Wow.
That's just you.
And you get that's the full scope of who I am as a person.
Yeah.
This is if we talk about it in astrology, I am an RM rising, a Haechan sun, and a Dami moon.
You would be a Haechan sun. Wow. Aww.
Yeah, I would be a Haechan sun.
Although he goes by pink sun now.
What?
He does, because his hair is pink.
What?
His hair's
pink.
He goes by pink sun now. He's full sun and pink sun now.
Why is his hair pink? Why don't any idols change their hair colors?
Do they have a comeback coming up?
127 might, but I think he's just...
Oh, yeah.
I think this is just a transitionary period, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cute.
Anyways.
Okay, that's it.
Casey, any last-minute thoughts?
Yes, I just want Taemin to know that this does not count as cheating. You told all of your stans
he
that
did.
You cannot look at anyone else. I was just explaining things professionally.
Wow.
I'm loyal.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. My turn. I will also say that I won't talk too much about Dio. Just kidding. I'm going to talk about him.
Yeah, he's like your only bias. Who else do you even like?
No, I have a lot of people that I follow.
Okay.
Dio was my first bias ever. And one of the qualities that I like is just loyalty. So I just stay loyal to him, just like Casey stays loyal to like Taemin or something. But just very briefly, I really like to follow him because he's hidden. You really have to seek him out. He only peeps out his head once in a little while. So when he peeps out his head, you're going to have to get as much as you can with Dio.
Yeah.
Because that's just what it'd be like that sometimes.
So how do you notice him if he's not
presence.
What made you notice him?
He has a really large presence, but he just doesn't make any noise.
Okay.
So
a gravitas.
Actually, so for example, with the comeback, he literally didn't promote. He sent I'm not endorsing the fact that I know this information, but I found out through fans posting of Bubbles that he said, oh, I'm really sorry, I'm not going to be promoting this time. You know, for any other artist, we'd be like, what the F? This is your debut album and you're not promoting on music shows. You're not doing anything related to music.
He hasn't done anything. What the hell?
Right. He gave like a little short promotion of all of his songs on Bubble fan content.
And they let him? Like SM was like,
well, it's because he's just so busy with acting. So he's simultaneously filming for other things.
Multi-talented.
Yes. So it's almost like he's also letting other people promote for him just because he's so beloved throughout the industry.
True.
Through actors, and I said this last time, so I'll really, really go into it. But for example, I have looked up on YouTube, well, it came up on my recommended, like other idols referencing Dio's Rose, like since it's been like a week now. And there's already like a 10-minute video of other idols and other actors like promoting all of his stuff. So it's like he doesn't even need to do it because everyone loves it.
It's kind of like IU, you know, like IU gets to pick and choose when she wants to promote on music shows now.
Yes, and the vibe is very similar, I would say.
Yeah.
Like an IUDO, like very calming.
Yeah.
And very like approachable and yeah, I don't know. That's a really good comparison. I never really thought about that, but I think that that's a really good comparison.
I don't think he's as big as IU. Like IU, correct. I was just gonna say that little sister, but he like
it's not far off.
Yeah,
I would say.
Right.
Like if Dio started on his own, because the thing about IU is that they took a big risk with IU,
mm-hmm.
right? In that she started by herself.
Yeah.
So she had to build all of her name brand by herself, which paid off dividends for her. But with Dio, he started as a group, and then now he's kind of building up his name brand.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like him because he's a humble king. He's a talented king. He's just amazing.
I love that Dio. There was an interview where he was asked if he would rather, if he could choose between EXO and acting, what would he pick? And in a heartbeat, he would pick EXO.
Yes, even though he loves acting.
Yeah, because that's his home. That's what got him started. That's right. Those are his brothers.
Yes, and I'm going to sound so contradictory, but I think it's just like I like different characteristics about different people. I like that EXO roasts him a lot and that he just takes it and he knows that that's like their form of love to show him that they like him and they care about him a lot.
Well, he's a little bit mean back to them.
He's mean too, but it's like kind of like a quiet mean. I don't know.
Well, Baekhyun is like being his normal annoying self, and he's like pestering Dio, and Dio gets so annoyed that he puts a rock inside of a sock and then throws it at Baekhyun. Like he's mean. But he's not like...
He's mean.
Yeah, he's actually mean.
Yeah. No, there are... one of his nicknames is Satan Sue.
Yeah.
Because he's a little mean sometimes. But I don't know. One of his brands is mean, but he's... But, you know, usually the mean ones aren't the ones that are getting roasted. He gets both. He gets both of that.
Yeah,
he gets both ends of the stick, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough about Dio because... Well, yeah, I like all of his solo stuff. I'm just going to say it. A lot of the reactors that have reacted to the album, always mm-hmm. calling it like album of the year because Kyungsoo has very Kyungsoo has very passionate fans.
That's
I will
true.
Say that.
Including
So
yourself.
I mean obviously they're going to say that. So
yeah.
The album was super solid. I just have been streaming it nonstop for like the last week, and now I told this to Casey, I feel like her when Taemin comes out with stuff, except with Kyungsoo you don't get as much content because that's just not his style, right?
That must be hard.
Yeah, but you get other things from him, like his dramas and stuff and his movies.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
I don't know what I would rather have, honestly.
Like more comebacks versus more, like, he's super active, he's just hidden active.
I would rather have like more one-to-one like experiences through Bubble and through like YouTube lives or like whatever. I would rather have that than a drama.
Well, he's about the dramas.
I think it depends on my idols. I don't want to see Haechan in a drama and then not get other content from him. But I'd be okay if RM wanted to do a drama.
Or like,
well, also it's like
problems.
What's their passion?
Yeah, or release.
Right? Because one of Dio's passions is acting. So, of course, he's going to release stuff that's related to that. Right?
Yeah.
And actually, this whole, like, K-wave, like, Hallyu wave stuff, right? I actually got in first through dramas. So... And OSTs. And then I made it
so
over
what
to K-pop.
Is,
so,
what,
I, yeah.
what is a recommended Dio drama?
Well, definitely, It's Okay That's... Love is one of his most popular roles. And then like a more minor role of like movies, and I didn't really love the movie, but like he's prominent. I mean, he plays like a role in it. Was it Along with the Gods? Like long time ago, that movie was like huge a couple years ago. So he was in that. What else? I'm kind of blanking,
the
but
brother
it's
one.
Okay, that's Hyung is really good. That's right. I recommend that one. He's really good in that one. He's funny. Yeah. And all of his solo stuff is really good. His SM Station was good. His first album was good. He's also kind of like a secret good dancer, too. He's just like kind of well-rounded. Yep, he's amazing. All right, enough about him. And I won't talk too much about Haechan, too, because Casey covered a lot of it.
I didn't know that Haechan was one of your alts.
Yes.
I knew that you loved him and you share a love with Casey, but I didn't realize it was like alt level.
We literally call Haechan Nathan's godson.
Yeah, but I just thought that you guys both loved it. Like, I just thought he loved him a lot.
I think, okay. So with biases, I feel like, and you guys already know about this, but I'll repeat it to the listeners again. I choose them because either I think of myself in very similar ways in terms of personality, or I'd like to be like them a little bit more. Haechan doesn't fall into the first category at all. Like, I will never be in the center of attention. If in a second life I was a K-pop idol, I would be terrible on Variety. In the same way almost Dio, like, I could just imagine, like, Dio just being like, oh, damn it, we have to go on Weekly Idol today. Versus Haechan is just like, okay, do we get to go on Weekly Idol twice this comeback or just once? You know? So yeah, I would want to be a little bit more like Haechan in terms of, like, being comfortable with, I don't know, being comfortable with the cameras, being, like, a little bit more roast. I mean, I'm being a little bit more comical, a little bit more carefree.
Yeah.
Right? Which is what Haechan is. But besides,
I love all these different ways that we, like, our rationale for choosing these idols as our bias is all so different. And it really speaks to who we are as people.
I mean, but that's the thing about K-pop, right? It's a very personal standing experience.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because we get to know them, like, pretty well through content that they release. I think what I really appreciate about Haechan too is that while what Casey mentioned, like, we do want him to be in the spotlight a little bit more, because who doesn't want more for their faves, right? Haechan, but Haechan is the most hardworking NCT member, like the most gigs booked.
Yeah.
Right?
He's booked and busy.
He is. For sure. This boy is booked and busy. Like, he has several NCT units. He's going to be destined for solo activity. He's going to be, like, a funny MC in the future if and when he kind of lays back on the music, right? He's he's going to be a busy person. He was super busy last year. I think he was the busiest in 2020 because Mark had left Dream.
Right.
And then Haechan was still in.
Mark was doing Super M.
But Mark had Super M. Yeah. That's right. Mark had Super M. Right. But, I mean, he's, like, one or two in terms of gigs booked.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is, give him a break at some point, right? But I really like his hardworking personality. And in the same way, I never feel like he, of course, like, we want to be careful about, like, how tired they are and we want them to rest. But, like, I feel like he's just having so much fun. Like, with Hot Sauce and Hello Future, like, this boy was just having the time of his life.
Yeah.
And if this is his dream, like, you know, good for him, because we know that idol shelf lives, like, although they seem like to be increasing in terms of length, they're not that long. It's good that they're just kind of living them and kind of doing, like, what they wanted to do, right? So I would say, favorite performances from him. I like everything that he does, but Casey, not to steal yours, but, like, he's definitely a top shiner in From Home. But also in...
I was going to say that, too.
But also in just, like, other stuff. Like, Hello Future goes pretty ham with Haechan.
Yeah.
And so does Life Is Still Going On. I saw, like, this TikTok that was transposed over to Instagram about, like, the different notes he hits with ad-libs in Life Is Still Going On. And he hits, like, 20 notes within the span of, like, 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. His runs and ad-libs are so... good.
Right.
So good.
Yep. And could identify his voice from, like, 5 miles away.
That's true.
Because it's so unique.
That's another thing I like about him, is how unique his voice is. And you know what? That's, with my biases, that's, like, a common theme amongst them, too. They don't have, like, a very popular type of voice.
Mm. Yeah.
And in Haechan's favor, it works really, really well for him in terms of standing out.
Right, right. Because it also complements the groups really well, too, because he's very different mm-hmm. from, like, Tael and Doyoung.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, I have briefly two more because Dio didn't count, although I spent time on him, even though I said I wasn't going to.
We spent so long on him. Okay.
Sorry. Okay, I'll just go very briefly for the other two. Okay. This one also falls into the same category as Haechan, as the example of, I am not like this person at all, but I value him for what he brings and what I would strive to be
more
like.
Let me guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it Key?
Yes!
Yay! I do know who your biases are.
Yeah, I'm pretty predictable. So
it's true.
Key, again, in my Greek tree, Key is Haechan's, like, mentor. Even though okay. they don't talk at all. Yeah, and Key wasn't necessarily Haechan's role model. But in terms of personality, if you put them side by side...
Yeah.
They're pretty similar. And in terms of, like, what their strengths are, Haechan could do it all and so can Key. But they really thrive on, like, variety shows.
Yes.
Like, they're kind of like the life of the group. Catch Haechan on these, like, Vogue ads later on in life, right? I think that he's perfectly capable of it. But yeah, I like Key because he values a lot of things that I'm not very good at, like fashion and being funny and being like kind of not the center of the group per se, but being like the life of the party type. I'm just not mm-hmm. like that. But I cling to the people that are like that because I'm a little bit more introverted in nature, like a Dio,
right?
So those people really help me, like, feel comfortable in life. And
that's why you
make
hang out
feel...
with Sammy so much. Because Sammy it's like is, a like, perfect, totally
yeah.
opposite.
Yeah, and it works really well because it just works.
Yeah, where would Sammy be if you weren't there to hold up a flashlight for her while she takes
But
photos?
That's where I'm But that is completely where I'm comfortable. And that is completely where Sammy is comfortable.
That's true.
And it just works out.
I like this comparison because it helps paint a picture.
Yeah, and it brings, like, the best out of people, right? So I think that that is one of the reasons why I like Key. I also will say that I really like people that – I like to support people that have been through – I don't want to, like, really dive into it too much – but have been through tragedy and that have been very transparent about the struggles that they've been through – in and mm-hmm. outside of their K-pop life, right? So I think that Key has been through, like, a crap ton. And, like, for him to kind of still be here and to kind of still be bringing humor and joy to mm-hmm. people 10 years plus into their careers, I think is really impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the last one, of course, I got to give a shout out to Wendy from Red Velvet. Who
Justice for Wendy.
Justice
who
for
has,
Wendy!
Yep, who has just... also been through it from Canada, coming over here. I think I just, one of my favorite videos of Wendy, and I think I talked about it before, is actually at her, it was either Toronto or Vancouver. I can't remember which Canadian city that she's from.
Oh, yeah.
But she did a concert at her hometown, and Joy is basically just talking about how, like, we're just so glad to be here and talking about, like, her teachers were in the stadium.
Oh, that's so cute.
And, you know, her family, obviously, she's like, Mom, I can see you. Please stop crying, right? So it's just...
Wow.
Yeah, and she's talking in her home, like, in English, obviously, because it's Canada, or the part of Canada that she's from is English speaking. So I value growth. I value journey. I value... hardship, because I think everything happens for a reason. And I mean, who would have thought that Wendy was going to be the first one to debut solo, basically with the mini album,
mm-hmm.
A year after her career almost ended, right? So,
well, they owe her. That was part of Justice for Wendy.
That was the thing. Like, even SM realized that, like, damn, this girl is worth it, and, like, she's been through it, so we're going to give it to her first, right? So. Vocals are amazing. She's also now, I think something that is underestimated about her is that she's almost like a very bright sun also, in terms of the energy that she brings.
Yeah.
She's now doing like radio.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the first time that she's been doing that. And not everyone could do radio. And well, a lot of people in K-pop can do radio because that's just their strength. But I think Wendy is really good at it because she also brings just such positivity around other people, not to mention her goddess-like vocals, which is something that I also very much value. A little bit different from Ashley, I guess, is more talent. I don't know what to say. Because you said you don't value talent or skills.
She said she doesn't value talent, and then later she says, I value multi-talents.
Okay, well, she's got to pick
how Ashley is. Amount of talents, but you don't have to be good at all of them. You don't have to be the best at all of them. Everyone, all of
you just have to be able to do them.
Are the best at what they do.
Well, okay, well, maybe I value that. But they're also not ones that are the center of... Oh, well, I guess I've noticed throughout looking at my list, I guess minus Key, they're not usually the center in terms of dancing. Like, center in terms of, like, a Kong Daniel or, like, a Taeyong. I mean, I love them, but usually I don't gravitate towards those people, again, because I feel like they already receive so much spotlight, well-deserved spotlight, but I like the more hidden ones. So
okay.
I like the centers.
Yes, I know how much you like Kong Daniel. And Jaemin is kind of a center also.
He is a center.
Right.
He is a center.
He is. Right.
And,
And Baekhyun.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I don't have anything against centers. I appreciate them when they are in my face. So this is not coming from, like, a place of, like, oh, that's annoying. But I do wish they didn't do it like that. You know what I mean? But I know that's how K-pop works, so I'm obviously, like, not gonna expect it to change anytime soon.
That's
but
their role. That's their role.
Yeah, though. No, there's different roles that they hold. It's just...
No, I understand that, but I wish it weren't like
that. If Jaemin wasn't the center, what would he be?
It's just he's good at being the center.
Jobless? You think he'd be jobless?
No, I think that he would just be in the background because he's not the best rapper in the group, that's Mark. He's not the best dancer in the group, that's Jisung. What would Jaemin be if not the center?
But that's the thing, he's the center. That's
his
position.
That's his role.
Okay, fine. I support all centers.
And like if you put Dio in the center, it just feels a little strange because he doesn't want to be there.
Right.
Like he doesn't want to be in the center. Right, so
I rescind my comments.
Oh, sorry, we didn't mean to attack you.
No.
Okay, all right, let's go ahead.
No,
I
didn't think about the Jaemins of the K-pop world that would be unemployed without a center.
There's
so
a lot
I
of
see
them.
The need for them now.
Yeah, okay,
that's true.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move into the second segment, Casey.
Okay. So we're just gonna play a quick game inspired by aespa. They did this game. I saw it on a clip, so I'm sorry that I don't remember the exact video or interview or whatever that it was on, but I will look for it and then we will link it in our Instagram, I promise. But for now of this recording, I don't remember. I'm sorry. But basically, I'm going to play an English lyric, but it's going to be read out loud by a computer voice. And Ashley and Nathan have to guess what song it is and by which group. And bonus points if you can remember which member is the one who said
this
the line.
This is hard.
I'm really good at these type of games.
Okay.
Okay, can so there be, like, parameters around the game? Because I remember last time I just started, like, screaming and I got them all
okay.
So do I have to wait until the audio is completed and then, like, raise my hand?
Yeah. No, wait until the audio is complete and then you can just blurt it out. And I'm going to tell you, like, I split them up into boy groups and girl groups. So you can kind of, that'll help you narrow it down. Okay, so the first one. Ready?
Hot dog feel like I wear goose-goos.
I don't feel like I wear goose-goos.
Hot dog feel like I wear goose-goos.
I don't feel like...
Here, I'll slow it down.
Hot dog feel like I wear goose-goos.
NCT.
Yeah, what's the song?
It's an old song. It's...
Kick It.
No. It's older than that.
It's older,
but it's not like Fire Truck.
No.
Oh, fuck, what are there?
Okay, if you give up, I'll just
Me two more seconds.
Okay.
What the fuck are their title songs? I can't remember. Fuck. I know.
Okay, what was it?
Oh, Cherry Bomb.
No. Oh. Boss.
Oh, Boss.
Yeah. See, I knew it.
And it was Taeyong's line.
Wait, so okay, all right. But this could be originally sang in Korean, right?
No, it's an English, straight up English line.
Oh gosh, darn it. All right.
This is not, I feel like I'm
hot dog feel like I wear goose goose.
Oh, that's his famous line too.
Yeah.
Dang it, okay.
So these are not translated.
Okay,
these
I understand.
Straight
up now. I
English
now.
In
Was
the
that
song.
A practice round?
Yeah.
Okay, let's call that a practice round.
It was like goose goose.
That could be a practice
like
round.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Damn.
That's why it's hard, because it's saying it like in this flat computer voice, so it's really hard to like understand without like obviously the beat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a girl group.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Bitch, I'm a star, but no Patrick.
Patrick?
ITZY.
Do you want... No.
Bitch, I'm a star.
Bitch, I'm a star, but no
Bitch,
Patrick.
Bitch, I'm a star, I'm no Patrick? Fuck. Bitch, I'm a star? Okay, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Blackpink.
Yes.
It's Blackpink.
What's the song?
Bitch, I'm a
star. Ice Cream?
No.
That one?
No. It's older.
It's older.
It's not, but it's not like Boombayah.
No.
It's.
I fail.
Playing with Fire.
Okay. No. I'll tell you.
Okay. No, it's Kill This Love. But.
No. Do 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 do.
Wow.
These English lyrics are really throwing me in.
See, I know the group, I just don't know the song. I'm good at this game. I'm like half good at this game.
Yeah, you are half good at this game.
You're the best good at this. You're the best at this game because Nathan's suffering right now. I feel like if Chris were here, it would be a little more balanced, but nah. So that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I have. So the next one is from a boy group.
Got me, commas, I'm addicted to you, toxic.
I'll slow it down if you want.
Got me, commas, I'm addicted to you, toxic.
It's just so hard because the rhythm is different, the tonation is different, but like I know that there is a prominent boy group song that says the word toxic.
One more time.
Got me, commas, I'm addicted to you, toxic.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay. I'm going to guess two groups.
Okay.
BTS.
No.
Month X.
No.
Fuck. Got me, comma. Oh, wait.
Got me, comma, I'm addicted to you, toxic.
It's an SM group.
SHINee.
No. Okay, if you give up,
it's
let me
know. It's an SM boy group?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, wait. Give me, like, one more minute.
Okay.
Who the fuck are the SM boy groups?
Is it a Super M song? Is it a Super M song?
Yes.
Is it? Well, there's only a couple.
It's not a title track.
Damn, this game is harder than I thought it was.
I know, surprisingly. I was like, they're going to get this so quick.
Okay, well, I don't know when... I can't think of any non...
Okay, it's No Manners.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
And it's Taeyong again.
Okay, well, I got the group.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. So this is a girl group. So I'm just going to do this last girl group and then... Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
It's hot, let me just talk.
What?
It's hot, let me just hop.
Can you just say
let
the
me
word?
Just hop? Is that
yeah.
Oh, that's Psycho Red Velvet.
Yes!
Oh yeah.
Good job.
That's Yeri's line. Wait.
Yes, and you know whose line it
let
was.
Let me just
yes.
hop.
Bonus points.
Wait, can you sing it in the way that she would sing it?
Yeah. Let me just hop.
Oh! Okay.
Oh yay, I got that one. I've seen like a lot of memes about that one, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh yay.
Is there more?
There's more.
Okay.
Let's do why don't we do one more? Last one.
Okay, let's
no,
do one.
Like two more. One girl, one boy, and then we're done.
Okay, good.
Okay, okay. So for the boy, do you want a group that you know or a group or do you want one that's from a group that you recently stand or a group that we've briefly mentioned but you're not really a stan?
No.
Okay.
The chances are we're not gonna get. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I just think the lyric from the one I'm not picking is hilarious. It's a winner. Pizza and pasta are so yum yum.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
I wouldn't have. Is that from Really Really?
That's from Everyday.
Oh, okay.
I would not have got that.
Okay, so this is from a boy group. And this is a boy group that Ashley likes.
Stray Kids.
I'm a Bear Grylls. I'm a Bear Grylls.
Krylus?
I'm a Bear Grylls.
I'm a Bear Krylls? What?
I'm a Bear Grylls.
Can you say what they're saying, Casey?
Here, I modified the text so that maybe it'll pronounce it better.
I'm a Bear Grylls.
Grylls?
I'm a Bear Grylls.
I'm a Bear Grylls.
I'm a Bear Grylls. What does that mean?
I'm a Bear Grylls.
Oh, like Bear Grylls?
Yeah, Bell Grylls. Bear Grylls?
Like who's from Bear the Grylls? Survival show?
Yeah.
What the heck? I didn't know that people knew Bear Grylls in the Korean industry. / in America, I don't know if people know him anymore.
I don't even know who. I don't even know.
I didn't even know how his last name was pronounced until you just said it.
Oh, yes, Grylls.
Okay. Yeah, so that's. You give up?
Yes.
Okay, so it is Stray Kids from their song Miro.
Oh, interesting.
And the line is said by Han.
I didn't know that was an English.
That's like a super Bear, English metaphor.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm a Bear Grylls.
Right. Hopefully our listeners are learning new things like us.
Wow, you're really going deep in these songs, Casey.
Yo, I worked hard.
Okay, what's the last one?
Okay. And then here's the last one, and it's a girl group. Sorry, having technical difficulties right now. Okay. Ready?
Drink like a fish.
Drink like a fish.
Drink like a fish.
I have no idea. But I feel like
it's twice.
No, it's not twice.
It.
Drink like a. Is it ITZY?
No.
Drink like a fish.
What is the concept of the song? Like, does this lyric reflect the title of the song?
No.
Oh, okay. That makes it harder. Drink like a fish?
Well, the English lyrics in songs tend to be kind of random.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
True.
Yeah,
so, yeah. What does hot dog feel like? I wear goose goose. Have to be entitled boss. Gosh, you know. So that's not really a good question to ask when it comes to the context of the lyric.
Hot. Wait. No. Feel like a fish.
Drink like a like.
Drink
a,
like, a like a fish.
Drink like a fish.
Drink like a fish.
Was that supposed to be helpful? was that the tune? Because I still don't know.
I'm drawing a blank.
It's off key because I can't sing, but yeah, I tried to help.
Wait, do it one more time. Do it one more time.
Drink like a fish. If Chris was here, she would know this.
What?
That's your hint.
Really?
Yeah.
Girl groups that Chris.
Oh! Na, na, na,
na, na. Yeah!
Dinga ding. It's Mama Moo Dinga.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
And the line is said by Solar.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice, nice, nice.
And that's the game.
All right.
Wow, that was hard, Casey.
We'll work harder to remember the English lyrics of random K-pop songs in which the English lyrics don't contribute to the concept of the song.
Honestly, when I was picking the lyrics, I was like, I don't want to pick songs or lines that are too obvious. But now I realize
they're hard.
They're hard. So just because I think it's like the catchiest line doesn't necessarily mean that you'll get it.
Right. Right. All right.
We learned something today. Good job.
All right. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in to the start of our second year. We super appreciate all the listeners for hanging in with us through thick and thin. And if you want us to cover anything in the year ahead, please let us know. idletalkpod@gmail.com. We're on Instagram and Twitter @idletalkpod as well. But until next time, we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.